Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today. Our verses for Friday, the 31st of December, the last day of the year. The Old Testament reading comes from Numbers 21, verse 7. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people.
And from Jude 22, very small verse, "Be merciful to those who doubt."
Well, these people were doubting that if Moses didn't pray for them, they probably wouldn't survive. Mm-hmm. So they came to the one person whom they believed could help them. But you notice what they had to do. They had to admit that they had been wrong, mm-hmm. that they had been speaking not only against God, but against Moses. So oftentimes, we don't speak against the generic problem around us, but we speak against those people who represent it. You get angry at a clerk in a store who tells you what the policy is of the owner, or you get angry at the person, the police officer, who gives you a ticket because your government has set that as its fine, but it's a police officer who administers it. So that's kind of how Moses is. He's the voice of God, the representative of God, and the people were speaking against him as well as God, but against him in particular because they could see him and feel him.
Well, these Israelites had been complainers, and to use that second verse, doubters, for the whole trip practically. I mean, they didn't know how they were going to get across the Red Sea. They didn't know how they were going to eat, and the manna and the quail came, and then they're still complaining. And so when they actually admitted that they had sinned against the Lord and against Moses, I mean, they'd made a golden calf. There had been all kinds of things that were evidence of their doubting. And here again, Moses is merciful to them and says to them, "I will pray for you." And God gives an answer to their complaint and how to get rid of these serpents who are biting them.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we don't look for help until we bottom out.
Right.
And they had bottomed out when those serpents were taking their lives away, and they realized there was nothing they could do to stop the infestation of the serpents. So Moses was their hope, and they turned to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very thankful for this verse because I realize the end of the year, I guess we can all say we've sinned, we've fallen short, we have not, we've complained a lot, I think, too, come to think of it. It's been another year of the pandemic, which has caused all of us to have to rethink things, and we're basically pretty tired of it all. Mm-hmm. Our systems in thinking and feeling and how we've lived are kind of up to the nth degree. And yet many people I've talked with have said, still, I have found joy in this year. Different things have come about. God has provided in ways that I never expected. New decisions have been made, like a friend of ours built and bought a house and moved, and just really was very excited about this. I don't think she would have thought of that even before. Yeah. So new ideas have come to people. And for Ground Up Grace, the first production of our daily text, "Behold, I'm doing a new thing," from Isaiah 43. That new thing, away in the wilderness, streams in the desert. You know, God has brought us through calamities and troubles and difficulties. Somehow he makes a way where there seems to be no way.
Well, the way, of course, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." But the way is always the word. And for any of us who becomes uncertain or confused, or we go through some kind of distress, we go back to this little book, and in these two words for each day, the Holy Spirit lays hold of us and touches us, and hope is restored. Mm-hmm. Faith is reborn. Mm-hmm. Love is ignited. There are all kinds of ways that we experience a new beginning through God's work in us through these words. And mm-hmm. that's why this little treasure has been such a gift for Sonia's mm-hmm. life and for mine, because we have grown to depend on how God uses these verses to guide, lead, bless, even correct and control us. That's a powerful part of what makes the daily text so meaningful for each of us.
Mm-hmm. So this end of the year verses here, we're all doubters. We all need mercy. We all need an intercessor.
We need an intercessor.
Moses yeah. interceded for the people, mm-hmm. praying for them. We all need forgiveness.
Yep.
We've had a lot of that to learn about with our ABCs for Advent, but throughout this whole year, to be a forgiven, living person
right.
in this world is vital to the health and well-being, not only of us, but of the whole world.
Well, you are the salt of the earth, Jesus says to each of you who is listening today. And the salt has a savor in the society in which it exists. And it provides seasoning. It also helps to preserve it. And your calling in the midst of this culture is not to be controlled by it, but literally to be a minister in it mm-hmm. and to love people through it. Not to let its claims or confusion control you, which it does for everyone in the world, and it does for you at times, but you can let go of that. Every one of us knows we have to live by second thoughts. Our first thought is almost always rash, irrational, usually angered, or in some ways embittered, or wants to seek vengeance or something, and we live by second thoughts. We have a chance to repent, which is really what happens in this text here. These people repented mm-hmm. and they asked for help. And we ask God for help by listening to these words, by listening to each other, by letting the voice of Jesus get under our skin and cause a new beginning mm-hmm. within us.
So my thankful thoughts today are related to the fact that this year I've ended back in the lap of God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm there, and even though the joys, the sorrows, the sicknesses, the ailments, all the problems that I've lived through have revealed only more and more the greatness of God's faithfulness.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I was thinking of that in a way too, Sonia, that Jesus is my intercessor. I don't go to Moses, but I go to Jesus, and I know he's praying for me. And what a gift that is for me to know that Jesus never gets tired of praying for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I rest in the fact that Jesus is my intercessor. Wow, how at ease I can be with an unknown day or an uncertain future with the assurance that Christ has already prayed through those things that I'm going to walk through this
yeah,
day.
Yeah, that is a great comfort and great assurance. And we need to remind one another of that. I think the purpose and plan today is to not keep silent,
right?
But to say, look to Jesus.
Right.
And that's what the Israelites ended up doing as they looked at that bronze serpent in the story. They ultimately, that is who they're looking at, is Jesus Christ lifting high on the cross.
Right.
He becomes for us our sins so that we might have his righteousness.
Yeah, his forgiveness. And I think every one of us can end the year like Moses and pray for people who have spoken badly to us or about those things which we treasure and hold high. you pray for them. Jesus is praying for you. You get to pray for them. That's a good last day calling for you in this year.
Here's our prayer from the daily text. Lord, it is hard to trust when others have failed me. Hard to believe when the world makes so many false claims that attract me. Yet it is you, Lord, you alone, who, though perfect, died on a cross and rose again, promising joy eternal. When I waver, remind me that I am simply and wonderfully yours. Amen. We will sing the refrain of Lift High the Cross as we march into the new year.
Lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the world adore his sacred name.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.
Happy New Year.